Okay, let's see here. We've got time before a break here to go over to Marilyn, who's calling us from Seattle. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Dr. Wright. My question is about a sweet tooth. I don't use sugar anymore, except for maybe a little tiny bit if I have some dark chocolate in the bar.
There you
But
go.
and I'm using stevia, but is there any way to eliminate stevia? Because I'm starting to wonder if stevia affects the insulin too.
Well, what researchers have found pretty much for definite sure is that those artificial sweeteners out there, even though they're not sugar, they actually can affect the insulin. And nobody has yet researched the stevia or the xylitol. I'm sorry, the stevia or the other natural sweeteners such as Lohan. But you're right. Anything that's sweet is going to get the brain to think about, oh, this is sweet, and maybe they affect the insulin. All I can tell you about research, though, is there ain't any right now. Excuse me, there isn't
Yeah,
any
and
right
it'll
now.
come out maybe 5 years from now after
There you
I'm
go.
using it. So,
Yeah.
are there any clues? I mean, I saw somebody today that was saying she can hypnotize people to get rid of their sweet tooth, but I really
Well,
question that.
here's a clue. It comes from some research on now, where was I? Chromium. And what they found, the researchers found, is that there was a significant decrease. It wasn't an elimination. Now, don't get me wrong, it wasn't an elimination, but significant decrease in sugar craving if people use chromium. Now, chromium, not by probably by no coincidence, influences sugar metabolism. And in fact, research from Yale, which is almost as good as Harvard, as you know, research from Yale showed that the combination of chromium and biotin was really quite effective, significantly effective in people who have type 2 diabetes at helping their blood sugar and helping lower their insulin. It wasn't an overall cure, but it was at least a significant step in the right direction. Now, all the health natural food stores have chromium in very low doses, which won't do anything, much anyway. They also have a 1,000 microgram capsule or tablet. It's usually and the best ones are chromium picolinate, and I think that's about the best one.
I
You can
take the
find
one
them.
that's chromium polynicotinate. Yeah.
Polynicotinate. Polynicotinate. You
Yeah.
know, I did misspeak. That is the best one. You are
And
quite correct.
I take 200 micrograms, and I'm only 100 pounds. Do I need more?
Yes, ma'am. That's where
Okay.
you won't get any results at 200 micrograms.
Oh, okay,
There's an
good.
extremely good Chinese study that where they used different levels of chromium, and they found it did not start to influence the sugar insulin metabolism in anyone until they got to 1,000 micrograms.
Okay, and so this be taken throughout the day rather than taking one big dose?
Nope, one a day will do it, ma'am,
Really?
if you wish, yes. Now
Huh.
remember, it takes a couple of weeks to cat to take
Sure.
hold, really,
Yeah.
because it has to go to the enzymes where it's effective and all that kind of stuff. But if you do it once a day, it'll get there. And for safety's sake, you should know that according to Dr. Richard Anderson, the great guru of chromium at present, to get overdosed, you have to go to 70,000 micrograms.
Oh, there you go.
So there you are.
That sounds good. I'm going to work on it because I have bitter taste buds, and sometimes when you eat bitter teas or bitter food, you have to add a little bit of stevia to it.
Yep.
Okay, well, you answered my question. Thank you.
Oh, one other thing, observation then, ma'am.
Yeah.
You could try adding in one of the other sugars that is less likely to influence the blood sugar, such as xylitol, mannitol, something like that. They've got those in the health food store. Just ask them.
Oh, okay, great. Hey,
Okay.
thank you.
You're welcome.